Santa Fe's 10th Annual International Folk Art Market concluded Sunday with reports of increased attendance and higher sales. Today's New Mexican reports that Sunday saw 7,000 people take in the event at Museum Hill, with sales over $1.3 million, a new record for a single day and 20% higher than last year. Roughly 90% of the money taken in goes home with the artists, many of them from countries where the average wage is just $3 a day. Albuquerque's water wells are not being contaminated by that big decades-old underground fuel spill at Kirtland Air Force Base. The Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry, an entity within the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, has concluded that neither base personnel nor the general public have been exposed thus far to the contaminants. They add that though there are future risks, Kirtland's planned remedial actions should prevent contamination. A public meeting will be coming up July 30th at the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Protection Advisory Board to present the findings and answer questions. U.S. Homeland Security Director Janet Napolitano spent her weekend in Albuquerque and Santa Fe after announcing Friday she will leave her post in September. The Albuquerque Journal reports that Napolitano, who grew up in the Duke City, took in a performance at the Santa Fe Opera Saturday night. Napolitano was selected by President Obama in 2009 to head Homeland Security while she was serving as Arizona's governor. She'll now become president for the University of California, overseeing 10 campuses with a $24 billion budget. Santa Fe County advises that today is the deadline for anyone interested in serving as a member of the County Tax Valuation Protest Board. The protest board consists of two members and two alternates. The remaining vacancy on that board is for an alternate and does not require experience in the field of property evaluation. Candidates must be registered to vote in Santa Fe County and may not be employed by the state, a school district, or hold an elective public office. A series of thunderstorms late Sunday afternoon made lights flicker in some areas of Santa Fe, but in Albuquerque, they went out and stayed out for hours. PNM reported that at the outage's height, some 10,000 Duke City residents were in the dark. The vast majority were back online well before midnight. And weather for Santa Fe. There's a promise of rain across much of our state today. A storm is moving in from the east, and meteorologist Todd Shoemake says that's unusual.
That in itself is pretty atypical for July, and then just the strength of this system, I think, is what really is pretty notable. This system is bringing a lot of moisture with it. I think as we go into the afternoon, I'll really be focusing towards the western half of New Mexico. Along with that will be the potential for some localized heavy rainfall and perhaps flash flooding.
Highs today only expected to make the low 70s with an 80% chance for showers, some possibly heavy. Rain chances fall back to 40% tonight. Tuesday brings a 50% chance for showers and temperatures still cool with a high of 75 degrees. For KSFR News, this is Dan Garrity.